Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
You are tuned
send
in
all
to
your
Talk
promos
90s
and ads and music to cecilia.ada@outlook.com. That's cecilia.ada@outlook.com.
You are tuned in to Talk Time with Cecilia. Good evening, everybody. This episode is about how to start a business from scratch, whether you're going to go through the Small Business Association or you're planning to build a business from online or in-store. So there's a lot that goes into it, and I think the roadblock that most small businesses run into is marketing and distribution, being able to handle the supply and demand. Have you ever wondered what it takes to run a small business? Some people find it hard to market and sell their products via online and in store. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. So let's go with the small business in-store option. They have things called a consignment deal where you can actually pay to put your products in a store, small fees, and you could do in-store that way, or you can do a storefront, which costs a little more money because you have to pay the fire department to come out and submit permits, and you have to get a marquee, and you have to get that display out, and then you have to be able to market and merchandise all your products in the store window. And it's just a lot that goes into opening up a store and signing a lease agreement. Then there's the online option, which, as you saw during the pandemic last year, 2020, Happy New Year, by the way, guys. Last year, 2020, the pandemic pushed most companies to cater to people that were quarantined online. Everybody was buying product online, and it was sending people through the roof. They couldn't handle the demand. Not even Amazon could handle the demand of all of the invoices they were receiving for customers who wanted product right then, you know, the two-day shipping, the prime shipping. And so they were backed up for months. I'm sure they're still backed up because the holidays brought Cyber Monday, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So toward the end of the year, they saw the same wave of people actually looking to buy from their online site. I have an online site called AberiaVCosmetics.com, and it's driving in a lot of traffic, but there's no sales. And so I realized that in order to translate a visitor into a buyer, you know, we have to put certain things out in front of them on that website in order for them to buy your product. So there's also a website I have called Cecilia's Cauldron, and it saw more sales last year because I did Instagram ads and Facebook ads. And that's another thing with marketing and distribution. You can go through fulfillment centers to distribute your product, to drop ship your product for you so that you don't actually, let me put that in there actually, drop shipping. Let me put that on there in the description. You can actually have people, fulfillment centers, you can send your product with label with barcode, and with your product being labeled and you have your inventory into their drop shipping, into their drop shipping software, it allows the customer to buy directly from your site and you do nothing. All the company will do for you is mail out whatever it is the customer bought. And is everything is hands-free. I recommend that for people who don't want to do all the shipping and paying for all of the mailing and shipping costs. between UPS, USPS, and FedEx and DHL. So it costs a lot to go through a lot of those shipping companies. And you spend so much time and money trying to get your product out to your customer. And doing it all yourself, the DIY is difficult. So I don't know how 2021 is going to look since we just received a vaccine. So hopefully there's no more shutdown and businesses can actually run smoothly this year, if God say the same. So this small business in-store option, that takes a lot of overhead because you're paying for lights to be on, your electricity, you're paying for your water bill if there's a small office or restroom, and then you're paying the insurance fees to have your business open. Let's see, what else are you paying for? You're paying for ads and marketing.
I'm on a radio spot. I'm on the phone.
And if you're paying for overhead that has to do with let me take a break here and go to a song, and I'll come back and explain to you about the in-store feature.
Cherry baby, my dear and one and only, you make me say, oh no, you bust my brain, my amor, amor baby.
By me, that was released October 2020. The full album, Mon Amour, is available on Amazon. It's out now on most streaming platforms. So I love that song. Anyway, guys, kind of got a radio bomb there. That was my mom trying to find out what was going on. I'm live right now, and she didn't know. So this is another thing. You can consider doing Instagram ads and Facebook ads, which is all Facebook now because they own Instagram. And in the ad center, you can push your campaign to just about every platform, to the cell phones, to people who are gaming, to people who are shopping. They have every option there is for you to actually push one ad through to multiple platforms at once. So this is what I suggest. If you're working online, please consider Facebook ads, Microsoft ads, and Verizon Wireless Media Plus ads to get yourself out in front of your customer. It's going to cost you some money, but it'll be worth it. I wasn't able to translate any sales last year because of the pandemic, but I still spent money on ads. I saw a lot of traffic. I got a lot of subscribers. So that's one thing. My mailing list grew. So when I do campaign this year, it should go a little better than what it did last year. And I feel for anybody that went through last year the way that it was. Okay, so this is another thing as well. If you're going to do everything yourself, consider overhead. If you're going to do an in-store, the in-store option, you know, the, like I was saying earlier, the electricity, the water bill, you know, your permit that you have to have, your licensing. Make sure you have a doing business as license somewhere visible, your tax sales, your sales tax license available, visible in the store, and your business license in the store, as well as your trademark license in the store. And that keeps you from having any lawsuits or, you know, any accidents, but mainly get insurance for your company. And insurance for your company is different from auto insurance. This insurance for your company that covers you, yourself, and the product, it's going to actually be a little more because you're going to pay for it within for a year annually. It's not going to let you pay month to month. You know, I went through a lot of different insurance companies, and most of them want you to pay upfront for 1 year, 12 months or more. So I'm really excited because Aberia B, I launched last April. And I hired some influencers to model my makeup. And the lady from Wonder Woman, the lead, Gal Gadot, she did an ad for me. And then another young lady did an ad. Two other young ladies did an ad for me on their pages. So you can consider influencers. Let me add that as well. Do it yourself. Hire influencers to market your product. Hire in influencers. Hire influencers to market your product. All the popular ones that have all these followers can bring customers to you because so many followers that want what they're using every day. So whatever product you have them demo your product, whether it's makeup or, you know, a book, anything that it is that you're trying to sell, hire influencers. And that's where everything is going right now. Influencers are running Instagram right now. All their product on Instagram sales are because of influencers selling themselves and selling the product. So they get like a win-win situation. Not only do they get more followers, but they get free product. You can offer them free product or you can pay them. You know, what I've run into is that they expect to get paid and they want free product. It's one or the other. They can't have both. So when you're dealing with influencers, the deal should go like this. It should be that they have an option to have free product in exchange for telling their followers about your product, or you pay them and they tell their followers about your product. And make sure they do a feed post and not a story that only lasts 24 hours. Make sure they do a permanent post that's going to be there for a while. And just so you can get your money's worth out of hiring influencers. And most of the time, they'll come to you when you post your stuff on Instagram and Facebook and your pages. They actually come to you and ask if they can have your business or if they can have free product to talk about your business. Influencers are like the best in the world because they're just trying to make money, and your product is getting, you know, the notoriety that it needs, you know, the viewership that it needs, and then sending them back to your website and sending them to your page. And that's actually not stealing customers, but you're gaining, you know, followership through hiring influencers. And I'm going to play an ad here for a minute about Love is Not Enduring, the book, and we'll be right back.
Check out the book, Love is Not Enduring. That is Love is Not Enduring on Walmart.com by Cecilia Okubo. Clarissa and Tommy blend their companies and fall in love. Do they make it down the aisle? Check out Love is Not Enduring, the paperback book on Walmart.com.
Yes, guys, we're back. This episode is about how to start a business. If you're just tuning in, we just talked about small business in-store option and the overhead that you might run into. You have the online option to DIY the marketing distribution through drop shipping yourself or hiring a drop shipper, hiring influencers online. And I think the best way to get started is first you have to sit down and say, what are you selling? How much of it do you want to sell? And what's your goal? And how many people do you want to sell it to? And whether you're going to be regional, national, or worldwide. Because with supply and demand, your customer is going to want to find that product. You know, as they would find it online, they would want to find that product in store sometimes if they can't buy it online. And if you can't handle that demand, make sure your customer knows whether you're local, regional, national, or global. And right now, I'm local, so I can only handle the capacity of my local neighborhood, and that's it. I'm not national because I don't have the supply. You know, there's no demand for it, so there's no supply to actually have that much product nationally. But that's where we're planning to go. My goal is 100 million customers at $45 a piece, and that'll put me at $4.5 billion. And you should always have a goal to know your numbers as to, you know, who you're marketing to. My target audience is 17 to 99. I want girls as young as 17 and as old as 99 wearing my makeup, a Burial Bee Cosmetics. And it's not hard. So that's the goal. If it takes 5 years, it takes 5 years. That's pretty much what we're headed toward. And DIY, I really recommend if you're going to do online, do hire a drop shipping company. Hire a drop shipping company because there might be peak in sales where you can't get all those shipments out at one time or paying for all of that overhead as far as paying for postage. So get you a good postage and drop shipping deal with the company that will drop ship your product for you, ship your product for you, and do the rest for you. So the customer comes to your website, all they do is make sure the customer gets the product, and you do nothing. And that's what you want. You want money in your sleep. You want money working for you while you're asleep. Even if it's one penny, it's your money. Okay. I'm going to go back to a promo, and I'll be right back, guys.
Send all your promos and ads and music to cecilia.ada@outlook.com. That's cecilia.ada@outlook.com.
All right, guys, we're back. It's how to start a business, how to start a startup business. It's not an easy process. I'm going through this process myself, and I'm just wanting to know from you all. If you can email me at cecilia.ada@outlook.com, which is available in the description. If you're listening from iTunes, it's still in the description. Just click on the description on the episodes you're listening to. Wherever you, iHeartRadio, if you're listening to the cast from there, it's in the description, cecilia.ada, that's A-D-A-D, as in that, at outlook.com. Email me about your startup, and if you find it difficult, I can point you in the right direction. Consultation will just be $100. We can just talk about, you know, everything that you're trying to do for your business. And that's all, guys. I'm just hoping that whoever is trying to start a small business, you know, you have in mind what it is that you're trying to do. Always have your vision written out first. Have a vision of what you actually want your company to be, how big you want it to be. And then have a plan about how you're going to target your audiences, because that's the mistake I made. I didn't have a plan on how to target the young women or women to buy this product. And then I couldn't handle the demand, and there was not enough supply. So right now I'm just local. And just make sure you have a plan written out. And back to DIY drop shipping. If you do it yourself, it's going to cost you a lot of postage. If you hire a drop shipper, you probably will save money because they will handle the postage. They already have agreements and contracts with most carriers like UPS, USPS, FedEx, and DHL. So these people already have the back end of what you need completed, you know, so don't try to do it all yourself. And we're 7 minutes away from the show ending, and I have so much information, I don't know where to begin, but don't make the mistakes that I made. Make sure you know your target audience. Make sure you have a location locally where they can actually visit you, or a website where they can purchase your product online. Pay for a good website. Right now I go through something called Wix.com. Let me add Wix on here. I go through something called Wix.com. And Wix.com allows you to build your website. And it allows you to build an e-commerce website where people can actually purchase their product directly from your site. And the cool thing about them is they give you an option to let them do a Stripe payment gateway, or you can do PayPal payment gateway, and you can actually do both, or they can pay over the phone. And so this option allows them to actually choose how they want to pay for the product. And I use both options because some people have PayPal accounts and money is sitting in there and they don't want to give out their credit card information directly. And they think you can see that from their end, from your end. So they think that you can see their credit card information, so it's best to provide them with PayPal option as well, because some people are just leery about their credit card information being, you know, put into the system. Even though we only get the last four digits of the card number, we don't see much, but they don't know that. So you're taking care of your customer. So what I learned the hard way, make sure that locally, nationally, regionally, or globally, your customer can get to your product. Don't just start a store and they don't know where you are, you're not advertising your website, and then you get frustrated because they're not buying anything. Well, you're not advertising, and that's what's going to cost you, advertising. And then on the marketing end, just make sure that you can handle the demand when you choose to market on something like Facebook or Instagram, because if you don't have enough product, then you're going to run into an issue where your customer can't buy it. You know, you're going to be sold out. That's what I'm seeing with a lot of these young ladies on Instagram. They put out a good product like lace, glue, or some type of, you know, small thing that a lady uses every day when she's putting on a wig or putting in hair or installing hair. You know, they have these wonderful ideas, and then they're sold out like within a week because they only had enough for 500 people when everybody wanted the glue. And that could have been 10,000 more people they could have had they had the supply that the customers needed. And then you have customers that are like this. If it's not in a store, they're not going to buy it. So see if you can sign up for something like RangeMe. Let me put that in here. RangeMe.com. That puts you in front of Sephora, Ulta, beauty shops, any grocery store you want to be in, any pharmacy. You want to be out in front of your customer. And these are the people who can do it for you on RangeMe. They just look at your product. They pick you up. They ask for a sample. And all they ask is that you have RangeMe.com. Yeah. All they ask is that you have your barcodes and your insurance in place for your customer. And that's about it, guys. If I miss something, if you listen to this and I miss something, make sure you guys let me know. My email address is cecilia.otta@outlook.com. And if you have any promo, anything that you want to add to the show, just email me there at that email. It's all provided in the description. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in to Talk Time with Cecilia. And that's it, guys. You guys have a great night. And I should do about 10 episodes this year. So it's going to be like once a month that I do an episode. I try not to overload my followers on here. So I tell you what, guys, the year has been bizarre. It started off kind of weird. So I'm just hoping you guys' new year is a lot better than mine. And you guys are catching your peace and staying hydrated and staying healthy, wearing your mask and washing your hands, and just conscious of this COVID virus. We're sorry we are losing so many people to COVID. And if you want to donate to anything for me, donate to something called water.org. Water.org. I'm going to put it in here. Water.org. All right. Donate to water.org for me, even if it's just a dollar. www.water.org. And so that's it, guys. I love you. I love you. Thanks for tuning in to Talk Time with Cecilia. We'll see you next time, guys. Wonderful.